Corbin's, but he leaves for prayer.
May we pray. Lord, we're just so thankful for this beautiful day, Lord, this beautiful county that we serve. We ask that you just protect and bless the elected officials as they do the business of the county of Holmes County. Lord, we just pray for everyone that's serving abroad this day. Lord, we ask for a protective hand over them. Bless this meeting. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody
amen.
Say
amen. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to move on into our second special session today at 5 o'clock. I have a sign-in. First, any additions or deletions to the agenda? Yes, sir.
I had some folks call about the Second Amendment rights to allow Holmes County to be a sanctuary for the Second Amendment, and it's got to go through a board vote. And that's something I was going to bring up to Mr. Young. There's some states north of us that are... I guess going against the Second Amendment rights or something. I've had a bunch of people call me on this. And so I don't know, it'll be something we'll look at and vote on hopefully.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, I got one. Mr. David.
Yes, sir.
About the dirt, I'm going to bring it up because that when the commissioner asked me to, so we'll talk about it.
What dirt?
Some curry.
Curry field. Dirt? Curry ball field?
Right.
Okay.
I have three, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Safford.
I don't have any.
Mr. Music.
I got something I wanted to ask you. Down here, the Development Commission's got a lot of trees that's piled up now that they took out. They need burned. Then those guys need to have community hours. I don't know if you want to have them do that or what, you know.
No, we can't let people. Mr. Young, do we discuss this?
Yeah, we discussed it already.
Do that.
Yeah, well, we can't. You've got to have somebody with our organization that can
we can
monitor.
Yeah,
you know,
general
liability.
Yeah, I just have to fire department. You use them.
Hitting y'all done better. Okay. Fire department hadn't left. Forestry.
That's something we're going to keep on in.
I don't know. Mr. Music, do you want to get the trees removed? Is that what it was?
No, just burn them after where they're at.
They can do that.
I figured they could do that.
Are they on county property?
Pardon?
Are they on a county property?
Yeah, the Development Commission out here, that building they're putting up right there.
Yeah, that's their building. They can do, that's their building. Yeah.
Oh, they
it'd be up to them to get it
then. Yeah.
They're property. They call the forestry department.
Yeah, they need some community errors, and I figured it'd be better for them to do it than us.
Okay. So we'll just ask them to go ahead and do it on their property.
I'll get with them.
All right. Mr.
I have three items, Mr. Chairman. Construction agreement for the Ag Center. A request for our EOC director to attend the Hurricane Conference. And SOP for our SOG for the Emergency Medical Service. And that's my three items.
Okay. Does she don't have anything?
I don't have anything.
Okay, with that being said, we have a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Motion second. Made by Commissioner Stafford, second by Commissioner Music. All in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Going on to non-agenda audience, Mr. Stephen Marchbanks, U.S. Census. Yes, sir.
Thanks for letting me speak to you guys today. I'm from the United States Census Bureau. I'm a recruiter, and we're having trouble finding people to help us with the census in this county. I need 20 people by June and another 100 by the end of the year. The first phase is updating our map. That's what the other 20 people would be for. We pay $14.50 an hour and 58 cents a mile, plus paid training. They pay weekly. It's either part-time or full-time or anything in between. People can work whenever they want to, as long as it's daylight. Now, the first phase is updating maps, and all we're doing is giving them a GPS unit with a list of addresses, and they're going out to verify there's a house, a livable house, a residence in a location or not. And like I said, it's $14.50 an hour and 58 cents a mile. So I'm here to elicit your help in recruiting 20 people in the next month or so and another 100 by the end of the year.
Do you have a flyer? Or
I do. I brought a bunch.
I mean, with that information on it, with the amount,
hourly
per amount. Hourly amount.
Well, they can go
that.
To the website. I don't have, they didn't okay. give me the amount, but on the website, if they go to sign up, it will
tell I need, what I'm asking, if you had something, we could put it on our website or on what? Our jobs and available jobs and
I
stuff.
I can email you an ad that'll be tailored for your account.
That would be great. If
I
you could
an
do
email
that.
Address
yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like some.
You want it?
And I'll do this tonight.
That would be great. And if you can get it to me, we'll get it on our webpage. That'd be awesome, man.
We need to let our employees know, too. They might be interested in doing that on some weekends.
Yeah, you could be a good side hustle. You could do it whenever you want.
We can get you 20 people quick.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. You guys have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Moving right along. Agenda items. Approved FEMA contract. Mr. Young.
Yes.
I believe we had a contract here.
We sure do. You guys have it in front of you. As you know, you ranked last week the disaster recovery services or whatever, I'm sorry, what it was for the RFPs. The Integrity Group out of Tallahassee was your number one ranking. Those rankings were posted pursuant to Florida law right after the meeting. There's a 72-hour cone of silence after that where you're still not allowed to talk to the group. That time limit has elapsed, as has the time limit for any type of protest. So we are within our rights to enter into an agreement. The Integrity Group has sent this agreement to me. I will, and there's representatives here, I will point out two things that are of utmost importance to you guys. If you'll look on page 4, where it's got a list of hourly rates and fees there, right after number C, or letter C down there, you will see a not to exceed price of $800,000. And of course, that is what we have in our for administration. So obviously, they know not to go over that magic number. And then also, if you'll look, the next page under number 7, terminations B. That is always important, and with apologies to the representatives that are here, you see that the county can get out of this agreement by any time with a 5 days written notice if we do encounter problems. So those are the things that I look for that are very important to me in this particular contract, is that there is a – they've agreed not to go over any of the administrative costs that we're allowed under federal law for our FEMA awards, and also if – we do need to terminate, which, of course, everybody's hoping that does not happen. The county does have a way to get out if we need to. So
perfect.
It would be my recommendation to execute this contract with our low bidder.
So moved, Clay.
Motion was made by Earl Stafford, second by Commissioner Music. Do we have any discussion? I do. I want to get it clarified before we go on to this, before I vote on this. We are voting for them to take this whole entire project over for now on. Is that correct?
They gonna close it.
Are we still using our? Are we still planning on using county staff? Are we turning all the? Are we turning everything over to them? Or is that our plans as a board?
Well.
Now,
would y'all, would they be willing? I mean, are they, are you?
Now, we keep our roads, right?
I think the number one issue that we have taken a vote to finish out the PWs using county workers, because that helps us save money with FEMA.
Right.
That something that would still be happening?
Yeah, yes, sir. Good afternoon, John. Sorry. We appreciate the opportunity to do this work very much so. We know it's going to be a big job, but we understand from an administrative perspective, we are definitely prepared to do 100% of the work for administration of the FEMA money and get you paid appropriately and close this thing out as quickly as possible. And as all of you know, Bob Steinball will be our lead guy here, and we'll probably have at least one or two people working. And we do realize that this will be probably a daily. We will almost need to be here every day to be able to manage this thing appropriately. Work with Mr. Corbin and his in his office and you folks. So,
well, and that's another thing I was going to ask you guys. Are you planning on putting an office up in the county, or are you just going to pop it in and out? Or how
we haven't, Mr. Chairman, we haven't really decided whether or not we'd open an office here. But certainly having someone here, if there was office space available for Bob to work out of, you know, within your facility, would probably be a preferred, because, you know, having being close to where the files are and where the work is would be advantageous, if that was possible.
Would they have room in here?
Make that happen.
Okay. Yeah. Y'all have a problem with that?
Or?
No, I don't have a problem.
I don't.
And I just want to clarify this. Like he said, they're going to take over the administrative 100% of this. So if we're in agreement with that, I just want to make sure that's what we're doing, is having them taking over 100% of administrative. And I'm sure it's probably going to take about a week or so before you can get everything together from our staff to be able to take it over and understand it. And
we'd want to, because you got some tight time frames coming up because of the delay with the last procurement and all that. So we're, believe me, Bob is well prepared to make that transition happen and get started as soon as possible.
Okay.
So yeah, there'd be a few hours there, a couple of days probably, but we're definitely prepared to do that.
So once you guys get started, maybe within 3 or 4 weeks or a month or whatever it takes, I'll be able to pick up the phone and say, listen, where are we at on this? How many loads of dirt's been hauled here? Because one of the issues that I've been having, and I don't know if it's so much our internal staff or what's going on, where they're getting information at. I've been, what is it, David, 3-4 weeks I've been waiting to find out how many loads of dirt has been hauled on these PWs, and I still haven't had the answer. I've been waiting to find out how much money was spent. I put a request into our local staff, and I haven't got anything yet.
Yeah. Let me turn my head to my right and make sure that you haven't said something because I think the answer to that is we're definitely planning on knowing the intimate details of everything that happens here, so you'll have a daily, if you wanted, update of where we are.
That's where we need to be.
Okay.
The key thing is right now, y'all decided to do what's called the PAP program.
Yeah.
That's pretty in depth and a lot of information. What we need to do is establish where you're at currently. We have to make sure the documentation that has been done is now accepted with the state, because they've changed some rulings here recently. Make sure we have that, have it under control. The other thing is the county actually has personnel that has access to Florida PA where the documentation gets uploaded. We've got to make sure that either exists and somebody's doing that, or if one of us is going to do it for y'all and then have that. I do have the spreadsheet from last summer, but I haven't seen anything since then. Yeah. That's really important, because we need – and the other big thing is, as y'all know, May 1st is the end of your extension. That needs to be done ASAP.
That needs to be done immediately, and I guess my first thing would be asking you to go ahead and get with Shauna, because she's currently doing it, get all the information you need from her, get you put in there as an administrator for that portal, and start rolling this stuff out. Because I know, I think there's myself, I don't know if it's Corbin, there's only 2-3 other ones that are – Stafford, are you on it?
Mm-hmm.
There's only 2-3 other ones that are in that portal right now and it utilizes that. But I would like for you guys to be the administrator of that and be able to, you know, manage that also, know what's going on. And this is outside of this, but we also have 4177 that still hasn't been closed out. My understanding, talking to the state, they're waiting on a P4, P2 form from us that we have never filled out. And, I mean, it's just right now it's a mess. It needs to be looked at. It needs to be gone through with a fine-tooth comb and needs to be taken care of. And that's why I just want to make sure the board understand. I'm on the same page that the board's on. Are we letting them do all the administrative work from now on out?
What about the FEMA that we're working on right now, we're going to finish? Will ours still finish all of that?
No, we will do the administrative work on that. But our workers, Hannah being our project monitor, they'll still continue doing that until that –
The PWs are done.
Well, they're going to need to take it over. I mean,
this is 100% strictly the administration side of it.
What about when we get through with that and we start paving?
That's really important. Before you do that, I'm going to need to know, because we're going to have to do a scope change. You're going to have to write it in the FEMA, the whole system.
Yeah, that's where it all starts, is the scope, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do that.
So we're going to have to know what we're doing before we get started.
Which roads you want to do what on.
Yeah.
And we just need to know at that point, we'll have to have a dollar figure of how many miles of road we're going to be able to do. So we'll know, you know, at that point, money's going to be a big issue as far as knowing you know, which option we're going
to
get.
But we need to know the scope of work so you can put it in if we're going to do paving. What alternate procedures has to be applied for immediately. I mean, we should have already had that done, to be honest with you.
Rose, we're going to do which, yeah. And I know you're dealing with Dewberry and you're dealing with Melvin Engineering. I'd be happy to get with those engineers. Right. This is what we plan on doing. The biggest thing is a dollar figure, and you tell them this is what we're going to do here, I can write the scope for you. That's not
do you feel like after Shauna has all the information been given to you within about a week or so that she would be able to go back to her regular duties doing what she was normally doing?
Yeah, it may be more than a week because there's okay. A lot. You've got, you put 51 project worksheets, that's 10 roads per each, that's 510 minimum, onto one project that I have to go through and make sure it's
okay. Correct. So where we're looking at about a month?
Probably not that long, like 2 weeks.
Okay, that's good. I just want to know kind of time plan frame with that. Yeah. So,
the only caveat, I'm sorry, Mr.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
From doing this in the past, I don't want to see no breakdowns in communication. I would like for the board to allow them to come to each meeting and give us a progress report.
And I would also like for him to be your contact person, too. If something you can't do or can't move, he needs to be our contact person for our family.
That's good.
So. If the board's okay with that, yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Good deal.
On that point, Mr. Chairman, I was going to say in terms of Shauna's
yes.
Moved back to her day job.
Yes, sir.
The only thing caveat we might want to say is, as Bob, over after the first couple of weeks, it's a transition. There's probably be some things that'll come up that he'll have to call her.
Well, that's fine. She'll still be working with the county.
We'll work through Mr. Corbin on that. But no, I think we're well prepared.
Good deal.
We're well prepared to avoid that clause that the attorney talked about where you terminate us. Yeah. We're gonna avoid that. Thank you. Anything else you need to add?
Any
questions?
No, that's it.
The only thing we need to know, the road we're gonna pay, and we need to get with the people and have everything right ready to go because they fixing to move it.
Yeah, and we don't.
And the type of material is gonna make a difference on that because. And that's why we need to, you know, be thinking about it. We're going to do the chip seal, but you got to know how much money you have to spend on that stuff.
Yeah, I know it, but we need to go ahead and have the roads, every one that you going to do, one that, man, all of us, and see how many people is on board because we can't waste no time. If they don't want to pay, we just move on over and go on. But we need to be doing that. We don't have much time.
Go ahead.
Well, a lot of it's going to depend on what we do. I mean,
that's right.
If we do the chip and seal, a lot of the permits that we'd have to have for
paving, engineering, you don't have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we wouldn't have it.
Oh,
right.
Right of ways.
You don't have to have that chip and seal. Yeah, that's the best thing about it.
Yeah,
still get a good product.
You can leave some of those dirt wooden bridges in some of those areas too, probably.
Mm. Yeah. But to be, and you mentioned it earlier, it's going to be critical that Bob's in a position to rewrite that scope of work based upon your decisions.
Right. Yeah.
As soon as possible.
And we need it, no.
Yeah, let's go ahead and vote on this.
Do the chip and seal that they could deny that scope of work, right? And we'd have to go back to the pavement. I mean, there's a chance of that.
There's a possibility. I don't see it happening. My big fear now, this is 4138, and you have a FEMA extension through May 1st. That's the first.
We got to apply for that extension.
And hard.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do the next thing. And this is actually very important. If y'all put this on and you make me responsible, if I have to, I'll call Region 4 and get it authorized. We'll go through whatever process.
Okay, perfect.
Maybe you'll find that.
Now, here's the big thing is your engineers need the roads that we're going to do. We need the dimensions and all that because you're going to. If you're going to, I know milled asphalt, I don't care if you chip and seal, but personally what they do, if you're going to put down, you want 3 inches of compacted, you're going to put 4 inches of material out there. That's how many cubic yards, how many trucks, and if you can get the material. That's how that works. So whatever y'all agree upon, whatever your engineers want, I need the dimensions, and that I need that to write the scope.
Yeah, and I think Cliff has a lot of that. So
and with dimensions, I mean, we just need to take an average of what a road is and figure if most roads are 18 feet wide, you just need to write scope in that dimension, even if the road, because those are going to, you know, the road's not going to be 18 feet all the way through. And that's kind of what we did, you know, down south was just write one scope. And then, you know, if it applied to it, it applied to it. You might get another few feet into a road or something or a little more material in one spot.
And just to let you know, the original project worksheets, those 51s are in there. They're considered small because they were dropped down to zero. And a lot of those dimensions are in that those documentation. So you can access it through Florida PA, plus whatever your engineer wants to do.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I'd like for you to do is get in that Florida PA and get on that portal and get your stuff set up. So we got a motion second. All in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes. So we're good to go on that. And get with David. I mean, if there's a special, maybe we need to do a special session. Whatever we got to do, let's get the thing moving.
It's number one. Thank you all for having the faith in the Integrity Group, and we appreciate that. And Bob will become David's new best friend to get this thing.
Maybe, huh?
And by the way, let me just say, we had a great meeting today with the Department of Economic Opportunity. About CDBG-DR money. I know you guys weren't severely impacted by Michael, but you do have some, and you're a declared county.
Yes, sir.
So thanks, Dave. So we'll, outside of this contract, we'll keep you posted on what's happening with that. There's going to be a bunch of money that'll come to the 11 counties.
Wow.
And so we'll be advocating for you guys to get your fair share of that.
Thank you.
And they're going to use some of the BP money?
You know, Commissioner, I don't know. My personal opinion is, from what I'm seeing with Triumph, is
that I thought going to divide a bunch.
I'm not sure what's going on there. I know we're doing some work in Bay County, and there are a lot of people frustrated down there in government about the lack of really support of the Triumph group, the BP group, in terms of the needs of the county and the cities down there. So I can't misspeak and tell you what, because I don't really know, but I wouldn't count on much at this point from the BP motion.
Is it going to depend on that bill being passed, do you think?
Possibly.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah. Anyway. We wrote a resolution supporting that, so hopefully we'll get some.
Thank you.
Man,
you,
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay, moving right along. Second Amendment rights, Mr. Newsom.
Yeah, I've got some phone calls about, and I don't know, Mr. Young, it might be something you have to look into to find out what we need to do. From hearsay, people have been telling me that the counties in the state of Florida and other states are adopting the Board of County Commissioners more or less vote on keeping the county as a sanctuary for the Second Amendment rights to bear arms.
Probably a resolution or something. I'll do some research. Something
to that effect, but just to get you a heads up on that, that's something that some of our taxpayers want to look into.
Good deal.
I think it'd be a good thing.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay, Curry Ballfield, Mr. Sasson.
All right. They want some dirt up there at Ballfield, and I need some clay. And I know that Bethlehem used to fill a lot up there. And if the board can't see whether we can take it up there to them or not, me and David has decided to buy a load ourselves and send it to them. But I do know that Bethlehem School used that field a lot. They do use it a lot.
What is Bethlehem using it for?
Baseball.
They use it for baseball?
Yeah.
Who owns the field?
The Curry. They have it on
Larry Curry.
It's a private field.
It's a private field.
I mean, Bethlehem has their own facilities, but do they practice up there or something?
Yeah,
sometime?
They play ball up there a lot.
I mean, if we can justify that we're helping out the school, we can do that, you know. If that's the case, that Bethlehem's up there practicing.
But if we're going to get in trouble, we'll pay for the dirt.
Bobby, sure. I just, me and myself and I'll help pay for it, too. I'd just rather pay for a load.
We'll do that.
Yeah,
it's just, we have hauled dirt to that field. Bethlehem, when they built that school, they didn't have ball fields. They played up there. So I was commissioner then. We did help them out because all their games was played there.
Right.
It they got their many years since played, 2 or 3 years ago.
So they got a ball field in Bethlehem.
They got Bethlehem's got their ball field fixed and up. I do think that they may practice over there some, like Bobby says.
They do.
I'd just rather pay for the. I mean, I'll help pay for the dirt.
Can you get, if you're sending my pit, we'll load him and just, can you get,
I'll get,
you can get whoever up there to hold it.
Well, Earl and I both did all that work up there and put all that small stuff in. That's when Barry Whitney helped me too, small stuff for kindergarten, slides and all that stuff.
If we're going to pay for it, we'll let the person, whoever we call, get it. We ain't going to get it out of our pit if we're going to pay for it, right?
Somebody hauls it right or close. We just
get him to run a load over. It won't clay.
Clay?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, We didn't furnish the sand, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just figure out how much it's going to cost and split to do it, and we'll just pay for it personally.
Yeah.
Make a donation to
it. Yeah.
Okay. Construction and Ag Center.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I got this agreement, and I allowed our attorney to look at it. He didn't have a problem with it, and I think you already know about it. Yeah, the commissioners like to look at it. It's on damage to the Ag Court Center.
She had called me.
Yeah, she called me too.
Ms. Waters, she said, this ain't the lowest bid. This ain't the lowest bid. This bid was $5 or $10 higher than the lowest bid, but they can get on it right away versus the other company. Yeah. It's going to take a while.
Ben, is that all right?
She's in the bond. And she needs to get back.
You need a motion.
Yeah.
You need a motion.
This
I made that motion.
Yep. We got a motion made by Commissioner Stafford, second Commissioner Sassanet, in all favor?
Yes.
You assign it, Mr. Chairman. I'll get it to
you. Okay. We need to get a copy. Clerk's office.
I also have a request from our EOC director to attend a hurricane conference, which would be 5/11 through 5/18. He wants me to go, but I don't know if my schedule is on allow. I just don't know yet. But I need to vote of confidence for the board for me to send him.
Your motion for Mr. Higgins to send to attend the hurricane, Governor's Hurricane Conference.
Salute.
Motion made by Commissioner Music.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Stafford, all in favor?
Yes.
Okay,
I got one other thing, be through. I got a SOG from the Emergency Medical Service. Mr. Young looked at it. I went over it. Steve can answer any questions, but it's very detailed, but it's good. It covers anything from washing the vehicle to making a run.
I would like to have time to look over this because I haven't been told about it. Didn't know nothing about it.
Okay.
We can put it as an agenda item for next week.
Yeah, let's do that. That would be great. We'll just table it to next meeting.
Yep. And if you can get me a copy of it, just throw it in my box or something. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll get you all a copy.
Clint, I do have one thing.
Yes, sir.
With the board's approval, I would like to, and not that we're going to fix it right now, but I'd like to get three quotes on some of the parking lot at the Ag Center.
You know, that's become a real issue out there, and since we have GAC out here already, I think it'd probably be a good idea, David, when they're here Wednesday next week, go and see if you can get one.
I hope there was some way we could talk to them contractors because they tore it up with them trucks.
Well, that's where I'm getting to, but I was just going to get three quotes, and it would go whichever way we wanted to.
You want me to
call those same people that you had?
Yeah.
GAC. When do you want? You want to replace the whole deal, or can you go show me?
I'll ride out there. We can look at it.
That'd be good.
Yep, right over with us.
I think, Mr. Corbin, we had a phone call from GAC. They won't be here till Thursday.
Wednesday. Okay. Instead of bringing the small 4-foot million head, they bringing the big one to get one side at a time.
And they gonna go fill in some place in your mark because it's turned up. And he's not shortchanging a bit. And actually, where we'll cut the road too with the for the pipes to go in, he's gonna charge the thing for that.
Good deal.
And he's gonna take it. And when they get that road down there ready, if I can get some trucks, Coon Bottom Road, he'll attack it for.
Really?
Yeah, and that won't cost me nothing.
Wow.
So he's trying to get his foot in the door, and I'm proud he is. He's treating us right. No doubt about it.
Also, we got Mr. Stafford's 178 project and Boswell Road ready. The lime rock is all wet, but I think it'll dry twitch now on Wednesday.
And I was up there today. And
Walton County's on start next Monday. They on stripe 10A all the way to Walton County line. Mr. Bobby, you coming out real good.
I'm proud of it because them older people can't see nothing.
So you got more than everybody else did, didn't you?
Well, I don't know about that, but I want them to have something, too. I'm not like him on Facebook.
Well, I tell you what, that's something I helped you out with, our boss.
Yeah, you did on Facebook. One, but the other, they give you and him all the credit for the road over there.
I don't think.
And I've been out there every day. It's anonymous.
Really?
You don't be so bad on Mr. Bobcat.
No, I didn't know that.
How did they know?
When I watched
it, I'm going to tell you what.
How do anonymous people know about it? Unless y'all told them.
I saw something on Facebook that the lady was in here, and she said right there was the lady who was pushing to get it fixed because she had contacted, you know, tagged me in there on a thing, and you got to respond to somebody.
Well, and one of them you responded real well to.
I didn't respond, did I?
No, you didn't say a word.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to help you out, Bobby.
I'm
trying to find
I made the motion with adjourned.
Thank you.
Clint, you need to sign.